Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is the phone number? 877-337-6666. Well, listen, it's just more of the same crap. It's just designed differently. It's crap in a different box. Was the coach more animated on the sideline? Yeah. Did they still make brain-dead coaching decisions with timeouts and whether or not to kick or go forward or what they're going to do? Yeah. Did they lose? Yeah. Did they give up 40? No. But here we are in the same boat, and we're going to have a new quarterback yet again for next Sunday, I would think, for the Houston Texans. The big stuff, though, of course, is that the other football team, the New York Giants, actually get to play football tonight. Lots to do today. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you?
Oh, I'm splendid, sir. How are you?
Listen, you know, I am. It's Thanksgiving week. It's one of my favorite weeks of the year. And listen, could they have won the game, the Jets? Yes. Should they have won the game? I can't say should, but they certainly had chances. The Miami Dolphins offense was what we thought it was. Not very good. What's amazing to me, a couple things in this game, Evan. Number one, we won the toss. And yet again, it pisses me off.
Yes.
We won the toss. And again, we made the decision to put what? To do what? How to put our weakest unit on the field to start the game. Right? That's what we did. At the end of the day, we were asking our offense to come onto the field losing. Because it's what we do. No?
Yes.
All right. One. Number two. The crappy decision about, and you and I know you tweeted it.
What
did
I tweet?
I was going to.
What'd I do? I don't remember.
Where, for a split second, it looked like we had another delay game.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Right? It looked like it.
Yeah.
We get the timeout.
Yep.
We put the field goal kicking unit on the field. Now, listen, nobody thinks our field goal kicker's any good, but in the 57-yard miss earlier in the game, he had the leg for it, and he hit the upright, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why are we afraid to kick a 56-yard field goal? And he puts the kicker on the field, and then you see him waving at the sideline, no snap, no snap, don't snap it, please don't snap it, and we go back to the same old crap. So I think they're confused. They're not confident yet on the sideline yet again. It's every single week. There's some level of unassuredness, is that the word I'm looking for? Where they're just not in command.
He claimed he changed his mind. That's what Robert Saleh said after the game. He said, my intention was we're going to go try to kick a long field goal, which I never would have done. I wouldn't have even tried that field goal late first half, the 55-yarder, because Matt Amendola's not any good. I'd rather just go for it on fourth and five.
That's what I would do. I'm good with that.
Look, I'd rather do that than try a field goal that's unlikely to make and then hand the Dolphins with a minute and three timeouts. Excellent field position. But he claims, and again, you don't have to believe it, but he said, Robert Saleh, I put the kicking team out there because my intention was to kick a field goal. I changed my mind. Hence why the wave off.
Right.
Hence why they took the delay of game.
But what are we afraid of? Like, he's got the leg. I'm not saying Amendola's any good. You want to cut him after today? Go ahead and cut him. I know that's what my son said. Cut that guy.
He stinks.
You know, he missed two kicks the whole bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, points are at a premium for this team.
Go for it.
You know he's got the leg. To me, I'm with you. If you make the decision because they're at midfield, let's go for it on fourth and five and roll the dice that we get the first or kick the field goal. But the one thing I don't think you do is kind of put tail between leg and go, we're going to punt.
I thought early in this game after the Ashton Davis interception when the Jets had a great opportunity to come back and they had first and goal from the one and they couldn't get it in. They just couldn't get it in. That he decided on fourth and goal from the two, F it. Let's go for it. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I want to see. Now it worked out. Jamison Crowder's wide open in the end zone. Boom, touchdown, tie game. But that's the kind of attitude I want to see from this coach. I don't want to settle for long field goals. I don't want to play the field position game. I want to go for it. And I thought early in the game he did. But here's the bottom line. Here's why I was frustrated watching this game, even though they stink and even though, they showed progress. It was a close game. Because Robert Saleh said something after the game, and I thought it was so well done, so well said, because he's right. He said 90% of games in the NFL are lost, not won. This is one of them. Thank you, coach. You, Robert Saleh, not you, Craig Carton. You, Robert Saleh. You, John Franklin Myers. You guys are part of the reason, the main reason you lost this football game. You lost this football game because you were undisciplined. You lost this football game because they picked the worst moments in time to commit brutal penalties, whether it's on the offensive side of the ball when McGovern was called for a hole on a big run by Tevin Coleman, whether it was the defensive holding, whether it was the absolutely unacceptable roughing the passer by Franklin Myers. The New York Jets lost this game because of dumbness.
Yeah.
They didn't lose it squarely because of talent. A lot of times they do. They lost this game because they're not ready to win, and they make the big mistake at the wrong time.
Plus, you add to it, you know, they get the touchdown, you put your defense on the field in a tie game, and you say, all right, now let's play some football, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a chance to win this game. Just got the Elijah Moore touchdown, and bang. I mean, it didn't take but one possession, right? From an army to go right down the field. And the notion after the game from a couple Jet defenders was about Tua Tagovailoa was not that he's any good. He threw up some prayers, and sometimes prayers get answered. I'm like,
no, man.
That wasn't throwing up prayers.
No.
That was, once again, we can't make a stop against, we all agree, an average quarterback.
Yeah, you couldn't get off the field on third down. You committed two brutal, demoralizing penalties on plays where you were getting off the field, the defensive hold by Pinnock, the roughing the passer, which we touched on, and they got no pass rush on two in the second half of this game, and that's against one of the worst offensive lines in football. So don't just look at two and say he was lucky. The Jets created this. The Jets lost this game. No offense to Dolphin fans out there. Your team's not any good. You just happen to play a team that isn't ready to win. They're not coached well enough. They make the bad mistake and the bad penalty at the worst possible time. But I want to smile today. So here's all I'll say, Craig. Elijah Moore.
Oh, yeah, throw Michael Carter in today.
And Michael Carter, unfortunately, he got banged up in this game. But that's a positive.
Yeah, Elijah Moore is a stud. I think Carter's legit, too. I think we all agree on that.
Yes.
And listen, they've got a handful of guys, and obviously we know how young they are. It's just, listen, I thought, could the Jets win four in a row? Yeah, and by the way, they could.
Oh, stop.
But they cost themselves victories, as you said. And I think Coach Sal said it right after the game, like you said. You know, we lost this game. It wasn't about the Dolphins winning it. We lost it. You've just gone through it, so no reason for me to reiterate it. And it's just very frustrating.
Oh, one other thing. Yeah. Can I mention one other mistake? Because this one pissed me
off. Sure.
The Joe Flacco intentional grounding. That one's a killer. That turns a 30-yard...
That was a bad call, to be honest.
No, it wasn't a bad call.
I mean,
you know what
Saleh
said? His excuse was it was miscommunication. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but it felt like a coach who wanted to protect the veteran quarterback. He made the decision to start.
Listen, he did make... Here's the worst thing about the whole game to me. And then we'll get all your calls. We'll also get to the Giants because God knows we've spent enough time talking about the Jets on this radio station over the last 2 weeks with the Mike White crap and then the solid crap and then this crap and that crap. We got Giants-Tampa Bay tonight. And if the Giants win tonight, the Giants can consider themselves a legitimate threat for the postseason. That's how big tonight's game is for the New York Giants. But one last thing on the Jets just to open the show up with, Evan.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, Boomer said it as well. I heard Phil Simms say it yesterday on NFL Today. So this must have been the rhetoric coming from the Jet side of things going into yesterday's game. Why did Joe Flacco start? The thing I surmised with you last week on Friday was They just need a win.
No.
They're just desperate for a W. So in their minds, Joe Flacco gave them the best chance to win. So my question for the New York Jets would be this. If Joe Flacco gave you the best chance to win and you didn't, now what? Right? Because to me, it's very clear that the Jets wanted to win in the worst way, and they figured put a veteran quarterback out there, gives us a better chance to win, blah, 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 blah. But you didn't. So my question now is, and I guess we won't find out till Wednesday. I don't think Robert Saleh has announced anything today. If he did, I haven't seen it just yet. So I think we're looking at Wednesday afternoon, Evan, when we'll get the official word on who our starting quarterback is against those upstart Houston Texans.
Yeah, for
sure. Who made Ryan Tannehill look like he was a bum yesterday.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Did. Sure
of course, did. We beat them too. So I don't know how the hell you handicap this game against the Texans.
Some of the
up.
Worst teams in football have some great wins. Jacksonville beat Buffalo.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's crazy the NFL this year.
So I just don't know how they answer that question. If you thought, we didn't think it, but they thought that Flacco gave them the best chance to win. What the hell do you do on Sunday?
Oh, I know what they're going to do.
It's got to be Zach Wilson. It's got to be.
First of all, let's get the easy stuff out of the way. It's not going to be Mike White. So for
Correct.
Me and anyone else who are fantasizing about it or saying, come on, let's see Mike White. He got a lot out of Elijah Moore, too. It's not happening. They think Mike White stinks. They don't think he's any good at football. They thought his couple of good moments was an aberration. They hate him. All right? So it's either going to be Flacco or Wilson, and my assumption is going to be that once he's healthy enough, they're going to start Zach Wilson because they have too much invested in Zach Wilson.
I agree with you on all that. Here's the issue with it. When you make it clear that you're desperate for a W, that's the most important thing right now, we need a W. Mm-hmm. That's what Phil Simms said in NFL Today. Yeah. It's what Boomer said last week. It's what I was thinking, just surmising, last week as well. So, and we're all kind of in lockstep on why Flacco started. So I'm just being, take all football out of this question and comment, right?
Yeah.
If you're desperate for a W, if the organization needs a W in the worst possible way, and you thought, meaning them, that Joe Flacco gave you the best chance to win yesterday, then by reason, on their end, wouldn't Joe Flacco also give you the best chance to win next Sunday?
Based on the theory
and
that
don't,
it was
and
that.
Then, I'm sorry. And then, because you lost yesterday,
you keep playing them.
Wouldn't you be more desperate for a win next Sunday?
Against an even worse opponent, despite what they did yesterday,
so
the Texans.
I'm just putting it out there. If that's the bouncing ball,
Craig,
I'm afraid that Flacco's starting again.
Because the problem is with this bouncing ball is I don't believe it. I don't think it's as simple as the New York Jets made a decision squarely on who gives them a better chance to win. I think a big part of it is they don't think Mike White's any good. They didn't want to start Mike White. Once Zach Wilson is healthy, for many reasons, they got to start Zach Wilson. We need to see more of Zach Wilson. The only way to get better in the NFL is to play. You can watch a little bit, but eventually you have to play. But I don't buy the notion that it was strictly who gives us the best chance to win? They don't like Mike White. They didn't want to deal with the phenomenon. God forbid he played well. They didn't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he didn't play.
Well, we'll get into that with you, Jet fans. Listen, I know it's tough. And for those of you that got somehow spangoogled into going to that game yesterday, half the building were Dolphin fans.
Oh, it was disgusting.
And at some point, Woody Johnson's got to look out from that ivory tower and recognize that his building, A, is not sold out, and B, there's a healthy percentage of people from the other fan base every single week. And if the losing doesn't bother you, if the incompetence doesn't bother you, at some point it does have to bother you that you're losing money. If nothing else, then the bad look. Now, they did themselves a favor. They did not give up 30 points. There will be no billboard this week because we are men of our word.
But Craig, before you continue on, when the Miami Dolphins marched down the field on that opening drive.
Yeah.
And they did, you know, run the Wildcat, and Jaylen Waddle prances into the end zone, and it's 7-0 before you can get comfortable. I was already on the web designing the billboard.
Yeah.
I was like, well, this is a lock. So it started off in a way in which it felt that billboard, because they were going to give up 30 to Miami, it felt like a lock. Now, to their credit, the defense actually stepped up, thank God.
Yeah, you were one score away, and I saw it coming, too. I saw a Flacco pick six coming. That would have put them over 30.
I wouldn't have honored that.
I
wouldn't have honored that. I'm telling you right now.
You would have had to.
No, I couldn't have done that.
You would have had to.
Because it wouldn't have been in the kind of the
spirit of the defense
sucking.
The spirit
of the deal, yes.
Well, listen, if you're a diehard Jet fan, bring it. We'll get into it with you all afternoon. New York Giants, listen, I don't think you're winning tonight. Most people don't think. How could they? You have Tampa off of back-to-back losses. You know the stat. Evan gave it to you last week. It's been 20 years, essentially, 19 years, since Tom Brady has lost three consecutive games. Tampa Bay's lost back-to-back games. They're home. And while the New York Giants do have, it looks like, all their weapons back on offense, including Saquon Barkley, including your starting left tackle, so there's no reason for you not to feel, hey, why not tonight? Tampa ain't that great. They've lost some bad games this year. It'd be hard-pressed for me to find a way for the Giants to win. But I say that without, not to put you down, not to be critical, with this caveat. If the biggest two-letter word in the world, if the New York Giants can do what they didn't do Thursday night against Kansas City, which is not just compete, but close out a game you have a chance to win. If the New York Giants can do that tonight, then I would respectfully say you guys absolutely can look at yourselves as potential wild card football team. You're not winning the division. Cowboys are going to win the division. But it makes you immediately in the running for a postseason berth. By the way, you could still get it if you lose, but let's not go down that road. If you win tonight, you are playoff bound. The question is there a Giant fan out there that has the faith that Joe Judge and Daniel Jones and the rest of these guys are going to get the job done? And I don't think many Giant fans think they will. But we got 5 hours to figure out the answer to that question, so we will.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Who we got? Do we have any guests?
All right, you got a former coach, a former player, a former politician, and a current comedian.
A former politician?
Yeah.
President?
Who was once rumored to be going to oversee the Cleveland Browns.
Oh, well, that's Condoleezza Rice.
Yeah, Condoleezza Rice is a guess. I don't have no idea why, but okay.
She's a football fan. That's why.
So is Big Mac. He had a guess.
Wait a second. Was Big Mac ever the Secretary of State?
No. Good point. Good point.
National Security Advisor? No.
No. All right. Condoleezza Rice is, well, the first guest is Bill Parcells.
Oh, good. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, that'll be entertaining. The second guess.
Well, the modern comedian, I'm going to go with Adam Sandler because of the New York ties.
No, sir. No, just think funny.
Well, I did. Adam Sandler.
Oh, Kevin Hart.
Oh, Kevin Hart. All right.
Guess three is Condoleezza Rice. And guess four is former Patriot.
Teddy Bruschi.
Julian Edelman.
Oh.
So once again, no active player willing to go on because of the curse. The curse of the Mannings is alive and well.
They're afraid.
I guess Parcells strikes me as a potentially interesting guest. Depending on if they ask him about Joe Judge, right? Because, you know, outside of that, I have no interest.
Oh, no, there's something I'm interested in with Peyton Manning and Bill Parcells. With Peyton Manning and Bill Parcells?
Hi, Ryan Leaf, how you doing kind of thing?
No,
what is it?
Peyton Manning not coming out to be the number one pick by the New York Jets.
Yeah, good one.
That's on my mind.
Good one.
Will that come up?
No, yeah, it's got to come up.
No?
I mean, it's got to come up. No?
All right.
Doesn't it have to come
up? All I know is I can only speak as one person.
Yeah.
As soon as you said Parcells, I thought of obviously the Giants, and then I think of Manning, and I'm like, ooh, I think of that.
Yeah. No, I said Manning. I was referring to Drew Bledsoe, by the way, so my apologies on that. All right, let's get some calls. Jets do what they do best. That's lose. It's like really all they do. And, you know, I'm trying to find, like, the positive spin on yesterday. Elijah Moore clearly, you know, with another touchdown, eight more catches, over 100 yards, had a buck 41 for the game. I think Carter's legitimate running back until he got hurt, ran really well. He has more total yards than all of McCagnan's offensive picks combined. No joke. Like, he's a stud, so happy to have him.
This is for you, not for me. A positive would be that Saleh was not only more fiery on the sidelines, but during the post-game press conference appeared to actually hold his guys accountable. Like, he made a comment in the post-game concerning the penalties that the roughing the passer penalty was unacceptable.
That was a bad. It was just stupid.
No, but you heard a coach give you kind of the things you wanted to hear last week. So, again, doesn't do it for me, but I was curious for you.
Yeah.
Do you feel better about that, at least?
I kind of liked it, you know, his explanation of a lot. He made, like, four or five legitimate, you know, starting changes.
Yes.
Offensive line was different than it has been. Van Roten wasn't in there, all that stuff. So I appreciated the insight from him as to why he did that.
Yep.
It boggled the... I guess my thing is, I think we play scared sometimes. It's probably not the right word for it, but, you know, they almost had another delay game. I don't care what they say. That was as close to a delay game as you're going to get. We got lucky. We got credit for the timeout. Fine. And I just don't understand. If you're not going to go for it, which I would have supported for sure at 4th and 5 midfield, you know, obviously just a little bit on their side of the field. Once you put Amendola on the field, let's go get those points.
No.
So I don't understand
why
had this second change of opinion with the guy already on the field.
So here's why. Maybe this will help you change your mind. I thought the decision to set Matt Amendola out there to attempt a 50-plus yard field goal was a bad decision.
Oh, see, I disagree with you. But
why? The guy's not any good.
He hit the upright from 55, 7, whatever it was, right?
And if you miss it, you're giving the Dolphins excellent field position in a tie game. So my thought was he made a bad decision sending Amendola out there to kick the field goal and then wised up by saying, hey, this is a stupid decision. Let's just pin these guys
so
back.
So you give him credit for what I criticize him for, which is fair.
Yes.
Listen, I'm not just...
You know where I kill him for? So they actually didn't use a timeout there. They took the delay
of
game,
which
was fine because they moved back 5 yards.
Sure.
They pinned the Dolphins back. On the next jet drive, on back-to-back first downs, they had to burn a timeout.
Right.
And in the second half of a football game, that's brutal. Because if you need your timeout, spoiler alert, they did later on in the game, now you've only got one left. So the usage of timeouts, whether it was miscommunication that led to it, whether it was headset issues, whatever the reason, the New York Jets took two timeouts early in the second half, and they lit them on fire.
Yep.
And that's not acceptable
and
when you're playing from behind.
And there was that first timeout. Everyone seemed like, why are we calling timeout? I think they felt like they had the Dolphins in a defense that was beneficial to whatever the play call was.
Mm-hmm.
There was no play clock issue, and Flacco calls timeout, or someone did, and I could see all of them were like exacerbated, like, we had the right call for that defense.
Right.
Why are we calling timeout? So there is still some lack of, I don't even know what the word is,
competence.
I'll go with competence.
Discipline and competence, because bad penalties, not amount of penalties, bad penalties in the wrong moments and wasting of timeouts is actually something we talked about a few weeks ago with the Giants and Joe Judge, and we put it on the coaching staff. And it is on the coaching staff. It is.
100% it is. Of course it is. Here's Anthony in Union Beach. Anthony, what's up, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
We're doing good, you know.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple points about the quarterback situation. I think Zach Wilson is definitely going to be the man. But like you guys said, I don't think the coaching staff is ready to win. The team's not ready to win.
Right.
So why ruin another young quarterback? Why don't we just let him sit the rest of the year?
Because he's not fine China, that's why. And he got to look for the last, what was it, 4 weeks now, 4 games he's missed now. He got to do that. It's time to put the baby in the water. I mean, it's time to do that, right? He's got a month off, you know, based on injury, and he did not play great before that. Now he's been able to watch three different guys play quarterback, see the offense run well, see the offense not run well. And if he's healthy, we need to know
he's got to play
what he can do.
Craig, he's got to play at some point, because the longer he goes without playing, the more questions that are going to be raised by Jet fans concerning his ability to play.
Yeah.
He's got to go out and play.
The only way to get good is to start bad and play.
Yes.
You got to play through it.
And I'm all for sitting guys, and I've been in favor of that in the past when the Jets have brought in quarterbacks, young quarterbacks. Let him sit for a while. He has sat for a while.
Yeah.
He has. And I remember saying this to you a few weeks ago, that to give him a soft landing spot to come back against a mediocre team, whether it's Miami or it's Houston. Well, now's the time. Now's the time.
It's
You're
so
facing
simple.
A-
the Texans suck. I don't want to hear about Tyrod Taylor running all over the place or what they did against the Titans. Zach Wilson's the starting quarterback of this football team. I appreciate what Joe Flacco said about him when asked. He could have been douchey about it. And he said nothing but good things about, you know, Zach Wilson as a kid and obviously his arm. Put him back in the game. Let's go.
And here's the other thing. Right now, I feel great about Elijah Moore. I feel great about Michael Carter. I feel really good about Vera Tucker. I wish Mekhi Becton still played football. There is a base of players to feel good about.
Yeah.
Now, what we need as Jet fans is to feel good about the quarterback. And it doesn't even have to translate into them winning 3 or 4 in a row. You have to feel good like, all right, there's a line being built. He's got weapons. Wow. I'm seeing something with this quarterback.
Yeah.
And now is the time.
We're in lockstep on that. Any Jet fan that doesn't feel that way, I just don't get where you're coming from to play anybody other than Zach Wilson. And I hope that we hear that on Wednesday. You know, I don't know if Saleh has spoken yet today. I don't think he has yet.
In about 40 minutes, he's going to speak.
All right. So, listen, maybe he'll announce it today. I don't know.
No.
You know, if Zach's healthy, just go ahead and announce it. That's my guy. Appreciate all the things Joe did for us. You know, one of those deals.
Yeah.
You're like like we did with Steve Summers. Right?
Don't compare
right?
it to.
And Mark Chernoff and everyone else that's
come on, here. Joe. Except Joe Flacco's success and what he did was somewhere else.
No, no,
I don't like honoring people that did something somewhere else.
We appreciate the contributions that Joe made while he was here. Zach Wilson's our quarterback. And look forward to Joe using his veteran leadership and experience to help Zach in his progression as an NFL quarterback. one of those deals. But that's what I hope I get today.
Guess what?
That's what I hope I get.
We're not getting that today, and I hate to say this. I hate to bring out the Robertsitis, but I feel like sort of confident that on Wednesday we're going to hear from Sala. Yeah, we decided to go with Joe again.
Well, I'm only following the ball that they bounced. You and I are in agreement, so I'm only putting this out there for the sake of having it covered should it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So no one can accuse us of not being aware of the possibility. Because we both agree Zach Wilson's our starting quarterback this Sunday and for the rest of the season. And whatever the record is, it is. Right now, I think we have what? The fourth and the fifth pick in the draft? I believe that's what it is.
No, the second pick in the draft.
The second and the fourth and the second and the fifth and the third and the fourth.
No, the Giants have 5 and 6. The Jets have 2 and 4. I'm not even kidding.
2, 4, 5, 6, all New York.
Yeah.
Because we're good at football.
You're right.
Yuck. In any event, here's what we have to put out there. And I'm just like, when you go to school and you go to take your SATs, one of these segments is reading comprehension. So based on my ability to comprehend what I read, if they played Joe Flacco against the Dolphins because they thought it gave them the best chance to win, and the New York Jets were in desperate need of a win, then if they come out on Wednesday and tell us their starting quarterback is Joe Flacco, it's going to be for the same reason.
But here's the difference.
And that's unacceptable.
Here's the difference. They said Joe Flacco gives them the best chance to win in comparison to Mike Effin White, who they have no belief in, who they don't think is a part of the future. Once Zach Wilson's involved, you know, the guy that went number 2 overall, now the whole who gives us the best chance to win thing is thrown out the window.
I'm just putting it out there.
But don't you think that?
On my end, I agree with you.
But you've even said it to me in the past when I talked about Mike White. You said, yeah, but they've invested a lot in Zach Wilson.
Yes.
That's why Zach's going to get the job back. Well, isn't the same as true when Joe Flacco's the guy who's starting?
Between me and you?
Yeah.
Yes. I want to be clear what I'm saying here. I'm in lockstep with you. We couldn't be more aligned on that. I'm telling you what they think.
By the way, just real quick, the Jets have 2 and 5. The Giants have 6 and 7, just for the record.
2, 5, 6, 7.
Yes.
As long as the Bears and Seattle Seahawks keep losing, we're right there.
And by the way,
we got to do our part and lose too. But yeah.
If the Giants lose tonight, which I think you expect, that'll bump the Jets out of 5. So it'll be Jets 2, Giants 5, Jets 6, Giants 7.
I like the back and forth, to be honest.
You like that?
I like the theater of back and forth. The Giants are on the clock. The Jets are on the clock.
Were Giant fans glued to that Bear Raven game as much as I was?
That was one of the worst games I've ever seen.
Yeah, but it was big for the Giants.
You know, I will say this.
Because of Tyler Huntley leading a game-winning drive.
In watching a lot of football yesterday was the first day in some time where I saw a lot of games that looked like most Jet and Giant games. I saw a lot of people playing the same sport that they play, as opposed to the opposite, where normally I'm like, son of a bitch, how come we don't look like that? Yesterday, there was a lot of really bad football.
Browns-Lions would be an example. And by the way, everything that's happened over the last few weeks should give Giant fans hope. It really should. This season has been so topsy-turvy. Look at the Titans. You mentioned Tennessee losing to the Houston Texans.
Oh.
The Tennessee Titans are one of the best teams in the AFC, and their losses have come against the Jets, the Texans, and week one against Arizona.
Now,
two of the worst teams in the league.
You watched the Vikings-Packers game, rather.
That was football.
You saw real football.
That's football.
What football's supposed to look like. Not like the 24-17 Jet loss. Not like, I don't know.
13-10 Lions, the Lion game, Lion-Browns.
That game sucked. The Cardinals-Seahawks game sucked. The Chief-Cowboy game, frankly, kind of sucked.
How about Arizona, by the way? Colt McCoy's 2-1, and Giant fans, you'll like this. Colt McCoy went to Seattle last year, got a victory, and he does it again.
Yeah, that was great, because I dislike Seattle with a passion. And the other great game worth watching was the Chargers-Steeler game.
Oh, that was great.
That and the Viking-Packer game. That's football that we haven't seen here. I mean, maybe, I don't know since when. I don't know.
So you like a lot of offense is what you're telling
us. I'm an offense guy, yeah. I'm not a 6'3 guy. I'm not a 13-10 dude.
Craig, I'm a 6'3 guy when it's 6'3 because of classic defense, like an old Ravens-Steeler game. I'm not a 6'3, 13-10 guy when it's because of inept offense.
And by the way, not only did we lose to the Dolphins, we woke up today and it is official. And you got to put this in your pipe and smoke it. Let it marinate. Excuse me, whatever you want to do. But the New England Patriots are in first place.
I know.
And they're going to win the division probably by multiple
games.
Well,
look, hold on. The next four games, Tennessee, Buffalo, Indy, Buffalo. We're going to find out a lot more about the Patriots, who've done a great job mostly beating bad teams. Mostly, not all. But I think the next 4 weeks will give us a big indication of if we really are living in the birth of a new dynasty.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!